Joining us now is Congressman Scott Desjarlais from Washington, D.C. Congressman Desjarlais, welcome. You vote on a very important tax reform plan today. How do you plan to vote?
I'm going to vote for it.
Now, I suppose the well-guarded secret has leaked out that I'm not real fond of this tax bill, but
you know. Yeah, it's far from perfect, Ralph. I'll grant you that. Yeah, you know, I like a flat tax. I would handle a fair tax, and this doesn't do near as much as I'd like it to do, but I think it will be better than our current system.
Yeah, it won't. Listen, the good news is this will not be nearly as big a mistake for you guys as Obamacare was for the Democrats. But I do think it's going to have similar consequences because I don't think it's going to accomplish much. It's not going to hurt much. It's not going to accomplish much. But it will increase the debt, I'm pretty sure. I think it's going to please a few people a lot. It's going to please a lot of people a little bit, but not as much as they're expecting because their expectations have been raised so high. Going to anger a lot of people who don't get a tax cut and get a tax increase. It'll increase the debt, and I think it's going to lose you seats in Congress. I think it's going to lose you Congress and the White House both. I really do. I think it's that serious.
Well, I disagree with you. I think that probably 80 to 90% of the people will do better. I don't know what everyone's expectations are, but they know that our current tax code is very broken. It has a lot of loopholes that are exploited by the wealthy, but I think that the average American, 8 or 9 out of 10, are going to keep more than $1,000. I think that what we're doing with corporations and small businesses will allow for growth in our country that is sorely needed. We've been outsourcing jobs. We've been outsourcing products. I think that President Trump's plan to bring that back to America, create more jobs and higher paying jobs, can happen under this system. I know the current system, it's not happening. So, I mean, I'm playing the optimist here because yeah. It's the first time that we've seen something move through Congress. Not what I want it to be, not perfect. I've probably yet to see a perfect bill, but I think it gives us a chance. And as far as spending, you know, I'm an advocate for cutting spending, balancing the budget, getting the debt under control. We're not done with this. This is a start. We've got to grow ourselves out of debt, and we've got to cut ourselves out of debt. So this is the first step.
I wasn't expecting a perfect bill. I was expecting more transparency in telling people exactly what it was and what it would do and what it wouldn't do. I'm almost floored by the fact that it was repeated so many times that you're doubling that standard deduction, and not one single GOP leader in one interview ever on TV acknowledged at the same time the loss of the personal exemption, which cancels that out for many people, if not most people. Why is it necessary to sell all of the benefits and pretend that the negative parts of it don't even exist? Something that basic.
Well, I think for most people, that's what you're going to see when I'm talking about 80, 90%. When you double the standard deduction, it encompasses most of the deductions that were there, and you still keep your mortgage deduction up to $10,000. If that applies, and you still have child deductions. So if one thing that they didn't do, Ralph, that they needed to do was there was supposed to be an app and a calculator that you could calculate their taxes. Because the one question that matters to almost everyone listening is, am I going to be better off or worse off? And if they could put that in, if they could do their taxes and see, then that would be more comforting instead of having to go into this facing the fear of the unknown. But I still think that the majority of the people are going to like it.
The other thing that I've never heard acknowledged is there is a sizable marriage penalty in one of the brackets, in the 25% bracket between a married couple and the single person. The married couple, 25% from 90 to 260, single from 45 to 200. A married couple could get divorced and make up to $400,000 and stay in the 25% bracket, possibly saving up to $14,000. There's a divorce bonus of $14,000 in this tax code. Why is that necessary?
That's not the way I read it. If you're married filing jointly, you pay the 25% bracket up to 260. If you're single, you pay it up to 200.
Yes. So that married couple.
I see what you're saying.
Two single people could pay it up to 400. Mm-hmm. And a married couple that could save $14,000 by getting divorced every year for ever how many years this lasts. Which is another thing. Now, I don't know if this applies to the House bill, but the Senate bill expires for individuals, but not for corporations. If it has to expire for one, why not for both?
Yeah, and that's, of course, the Senate is still marking up their bill, and I guess that's the beauty of this process. We know what's in our bill today, and we'll vote for that. Then it'll go to the Senate. They will mark up their bill, and then we go to conference, and the two chambers come together, and they hammer out the best deal. So this is still a bit of a work in progress, and the marriage penalty exists in our current tax code, too.
It does, but it's bigger.
So,
this is,
you know, that
this
is something that
I hadn't thought about that
until you brought it up, but that is something that certainly comes up and should not be in there. So as we iron out this final product in the next 2 weeks, that's certainly something that needs to be addressed.
I don't think your leaders want to be known as the party that expanded, that made the marriage penalty so big it actually tempted and caused some people to get a divorce in order to save quite a bit of money. But they will. And I hope that you guys don't end up waking up one morning and with Dirk Bentley's song going through your head, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Yeah, but, certainly there's been a lot of thought and effort in this, and it's going to require some corrections, and that's the one thing about Congress is that you can go in and if there's unintended consequences, you can change things. So, you know, as I said, that we're trying to put out a better product for most of the people. And you know, I think that this bets on American business and entrepreneurship. President Obama did a $1 trillion stimulus package that added to the debt, claimed shovel-ready jobs that were basically government jobs that you had to invest $100 to pay 20. In this case, we're investing money into America, into businesses, into corporations, and I'll bet on them over the government any day.
Except the corporations say, and there have been surveys to ask them, what are you going to do when you get this this big break with that money you get to bring back home? Are you going to use it to expand your business and hire more people and all that? They say, nope, first we're going to pay down debt, and then we're going to buy back our own stock, and then merging. And this stuff that everybody says is going to expand the economy, that's not really on our plate right now. If we wanted to do that, we've got plenty of cash on hand to do it. That's why I think, and I'm pretty sure, that you're going to end up with a great big debt at the end of this. And that's the one thing that...
Yeah, well, I hope you're wrong, because I think the growth will change. And I think most all wealthy people I know just want to be wealthier. I mean, almost every one of them. So I think they'll reinvest, sure. and then they're going to try to make more money, and that's going to allow for more jobs and more people to make money. Plus, this is going to give small business people or just anyone the opportunity to start small businesses, fully expense their equipment, expand and grow. So I think it helps it helps preserve and protect the American dream, and I think that we're going to increase the GDP to where we can bring down debt. I think our Congress will continue to cut spending, and I hope you're wrong, Ralph.
Well, I do, too. I don't like to be right about these kinds of things, because it's not going to be good for the country, it's not going to be good for your party, and it's not going to be good for you if I am, but I would be... You know, I'm afraid I would be willing to bet some money on this if I really had to. And thank you for coming on and answering my questions about it. Your other two friends in Middle Tennessee declined, so we appreciate you coming in and clearing a few things up. And I hope you can do something about that marriage penalty.
Yep,
I don't think they want that egg on their face.
I think you're right about that. I'd hate to divorce Amy over money, so...
Congressman, if Mariana and I get a divorce, we are going to send all of you an invitation, because we're going to make a big celebration out of it. We're going to, it might pay off enough that we will have to think about that. So.
All right. Well, let's at least rejoice in the fact the Republican Party is doing something. I've been here a long time, and we've been hoping to further President Trump's agenda. Today, we're taking that step, and I think it's going to be an improvement.
But unfortunately, that's one of the things that bothers me the most. You get one chance to do this, and if you don't do it right, you're not going to get another chance. And I know it could have been done, or at least I know what right looks like, and this doesn't look like that to me. So,
Congressman, let's pray our Senate comes through this time.
Thank you, sir.